controls you? Whose control are you under? Is there anyone who has more say in your life than another as far as human beings go? You and I have been blessed with something no other of God's creations was ever blessed with. You and I were blessed by God with individual personalities. The freedom of expression given to us by God, and therefore God empowered. Who you are as an individual is God-powered. You have the power of your Creator within the touch of your spirit. And when your spirit says, "Yes, Lord," then you have just found who's in control of your life. Don't for a minute ever think that you're in control. Have you ever been in that shape? You know, I got it all. I'm in control. I've done this and I've done that. And then the wheels come off. The cart's overturned. You find yourself in the ditch of life, wondering why. Well, you don't have to wonder why. I'll tell you why. Your pastor will tell you why. It's because you decided that it's all about you. Well, it happened to be about everyone right around you, not you. God is about you. God will take care of you. But God tells you, "I want you to express the love that I placed in your heart to everyone around you." Parents, protect your children. You have been assigned that position by God. We're right in the middle of a mess of a season, political time. I don't care about political parties, never have. I don't. I'm a conservative. I support the unborn child. That's where I stand. Anybody that's against the unborn child, frankly, I don't want to have anything to do with you unless you want to ask me about the Lord, how you can get saved. Amen. Listen, you and I need to understand that gift God has given us of independence, it's independent from everyone else, everything in the world other than God. I'm not independent from God. My Father in heaven is my Father on earth. God said, "I'm going to bless you." And He has. Over my ministry, I've got to meet multiple thousands of blessings direct from God. They all have names. And no, I don't remember them all. I'm doing good remembering family names. But God remembers my name. God's got your name on the list. When you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, and you're under God's control, God will never forget your name. God will always lift your name. He will lift you up down here on earth. If you're in the ditch of life or you've had a bad case of the stupids and you find yourself in that ditch, it is the hand of God that will reach down and pull you out. Now, it will have a face of a human being. Maybe a friend. Maybe even one you declared was an enemy. You never know who God's going to send to your rescue. Under control of God, I do know this. Everything that goes on in my life is going to work out for the good. Now, you hear me, Christian? Folks, I've lost count of the cancer in the body parts that I'm missing. Lost count. Obviously, I didn't need it all anyway. I'm still breathing, still enjoying life. And even the next one ain't going to get me. You know why? I got a mission to accomplish for God. When that mission comes to an end, your pastor will leave. But not until you and I have been given individual love by God. Do you realize that if you were the only person that was ever born, Jesus would have died for you? You as an individual. And let me tell you about age. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. God will use you when you allow Him to do so. But you had the freedom of choice. Lord, I want to be used by you. The freedom that only God can give you. The world can say to you, you're free. You see what politics does to all that stuff. When God says you're free, well, you're free indeed, Brother Randy. Amen. Free indeed. Yeah, you ought to work on a song, something like that. Be free. Freedom that God gives, Romans 8:28. And we know, not that I'm guessing, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. God said, I have a purpose for you. Person right beside of you is your purpose. You hear me? I don't even care whether you know him or not. That's your purpose. Your fellow man is your purpose. God says, I want you to take what I give you, and I want you to give it away. Well, Lord, it feels pretty good. It's going to feel better when you give it away. Do you know, I have never felt empty since I've accepted Christ as Lord and Savior as a child. I've told you all this many times before also. I cannot remember even as a child not believing in Jesus. I don't now remember the time going forward and accepting Christ and being baptized also. But I can't remember not believing in Jesus. I can't remember in my mind at all where Jesus was not touching my life. And as I grew older, I would look back on my childhood and all. Let me tell you something, folks. I was supposed to be aborted. I wasn't even supposed to be alive. I wasn't supposed to be born. I am an abortion gone wrong. Although I thought it was pretty right. I appreciated it. And God watched after me. And through my childhood, which was not a good childhood, I'll tell you that. Through that childhood of knowing you're not wanted, you think of it. Jesus comes into the heart of a boy and he says, I want you. Think of it. So therefore, God is in control. I know that He's controlled every aspect of my life. Those who meant something for the bad, God turned into the good. God said, don't mess with my boy. They took him to the cross. They nailed him there. Even Satan was happy. Woo, I got him now. That messed up their day when the tomb was empty. Messed up their time, Brother Randy, when Jesus decided to go to the netherworld, when Jesus decides to visit hell even. Did you know Jesus visits hell in your life? Any of you feel like that hell's attacked you? Huh? Guess who is there to deliver you? Don't you understand? When you're under God's control, God controls. God controls. All the evil that will come against you, God controls. And if it comes against you and you think you're losing, I want you to raise your head high and I want you to shout real loud, God's in control of my life. There'll be no disease that'll destroy me until God says it's okay. If he wants to use the disease to take me out of this world, I still get to go in the arms of angels, folks. That's why I'm not sweating it. I got it made. I got it made. Of course, I will admit, I'm hurting an awful lot anymore. And having it made and knowing it, the body hurts. The aches and pains are there. But knowing that God is under in control, I've been called according to his purpose. He had a purpose for me. Don't that make you special? Listen to me, kid. Listen to me, older person. Listen to all of you. Just pay attention. Listen to me. God is in control of your life. He's in control. Don't you let anybody tell you that they're in charge of you. God's blessed you with a mind that can be free at any time. The hardest things that I have to do anymore is all these MRIs and MRAs when they shoot me in that tube. Now, Vietnam vets don't like being put in an MRI tube. And most others don't either. If you didn't have claustrophobia, you will have when you go in there. But you know what I've learned to do there? Close my eyes. And I put myself somewhere else. And ever so often, I forget. And I open my eyes. That's not good. So I close that eye and said, Lord, please don't let me have a case of the stupids like that again, because it's frightening. God says, I'm in control, Larry. No matter what they find, if they could see it, they'd see Jesus in me. I got the touch of the Master's hand, Brother Randy, from before I was born. I know that now. God protected me. Under God's control, even dry bones will come alive again. That's Ezekiel, them dry bones. I love the song. Them dry bones. I'll back off, Randy. I'll back off. Think of it. Did you know this? I started looking it up. When your bones start hurting more and more, you look things up. Did you know that by the time you get 70 years old, between 70 and 75, you will have lost almost 1.5 inches in your height? Now, ladies, you lose 2 inches in your height. That's a fact. Because the bone structure, everything in between holding us up, cushions, those cushions aren't cushioning any longer. We wore them out in a planet that God had blessed for us to live in. But God said, I'm in control of you. Ezekiel, here's what I want you to do. Listen to Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 3. Ezekiel says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. The bones? Well, they were very dry. He asked me, Son of God, Son of Man, can these bones live? I said, O Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Dry bones. That's life. The structure that's within us. God says, I don't care how much of a desert you think is inside of you. I don't care how much you feel that you're useless anymore. I, your God, am the one that's in control. Remember, Moses was 80 years old before God called him to deliver Israel, the Hebrew nation, out of bondage. 80 years old. Now, folks, Christians, if you have a feeling that God is calling you and you're 80 years old, do you know the first thing that comes to your mind? I am out of my mind. How would God use me? God will use you exactly the way He planned to use you from before you were ever born. You see, God said, I've got a path for you. I've laid out this path for you. I created this path for you. Nobody else can walk in your place on this path. It is your calling. It's thou. In that path, there is an objective. And my objective for you is this. I want you to go to the other end. And on your way, you're going to meet everything from heaven to hell on that path of life. You know what I mean? The older you get, you look back on the path, think of the brokenness, but think of the love. Think of the bitterness, but think of the peace. Think and remember, God said, I'm in charge of the dry bone. Hey, Ezekiel, here's what I want you to do. Now, don't think this didn't shake Ezekiel up as it would you. Ezekiel, I want you to prophesy. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. Do you understand something on that? You may feel dead. God says you will come to life. You may feel broken. You may feel useless. You may feel like you're not needed. You may feel like you're not wanted. Well, join the club. But when Jesus says, not only do I want you, I love you, I will walk with you, I'll put you back together when you're broken, I will see to it that you succeed. On this path I've laid out for you, I guarantee through my leadership, you will get to the end. And you know what the end is? It's the beginning. Why do we preachers talk about how great heaven is, and then I see so many that are terrified to cross over into it, into eternal life? I received eternal life when I said yes to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life. Therefore, I realized something. This body is going to quit. It is. But it's not going to quit until God says so. And then I get to be with you all. My head will be shiny. Well, or it'll have hair, whichever. Polished up by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, presented to his Father, just like a trophy. Because you and I said yes to Jesus. Well, I got a lot of mistakes in my life. Man, heaven is full of spirits that had a lot of mistakes, a lot worse than you could even dream of. But they said yes to Jesus. You got to know something. You got to know who Jesus is in your life. And you got to know that he's in control. I know, Brother Randy. No. Under God's control, Christians are guaranteed passage to be with Jesus. I'm guaranteed passage to be with Jesus. Now, that guarantee had been given to you and me by Jesus himself. I'll remind you of the prayer of Jesus, and you will find it in the Gospel of John chapter 17. That chapter is a prayer Jesus prayed to God his Father. And do you know that Jesus never prayed a prayer that God didn't answer? Jesus never prayed a prayer that God didn't answer. Listen to John 17, 24. Father, remember this is Jesus praying. I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory. The glory you have given me because you love me. When? Before the creation of the world. Jesus has been around a long time, hasn't he? Before the creation of the world. Now, Father, you promised me my family. Do we not understand we are the family of Jesus Christ? We are the offspring, the church, his body. We are the body of believers, the body of Christ. And Jesus said, Father, I want my whole family to be with me where we are. And God said, yes, because God always answered the prayer of his Son. Always. You and I, because we're under God's control, and God sent his Son Jesus, and through that blessing, you and I have been invited to the feast. Supper time, Brother Randy. Did you ever hear me preach on that? Supper time. Every Sunday. I almost hit it every Sunday. It's supper time. And because my Father is in control, your Father in heaven is in control, we're guaranteed to get to be where Jesus is. What a blessing. Actually, it don't get any better than that. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name, giving thanks to you, dear Lord God, for the blessings and the joy of salvation that only you can give us. Touch our lives now, dear Lord, that we might follow you and we might be about your business in all we do. We ask that blessing now as you touch lives, Father. Touch those lives in a mighty way. Give them the courage and the boldness that they might be able to find the peace that we have found in Jesus, your Son. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Our time of invitation, as you know, must be by phone. Isn't that interesting? Of course, God's a long-distance God, and he makes that distance short real quick. So if you have any questions, if you're wanting to accept Christ, you accept Christ right where you're sitting. You accept Christ right where you are. Well, call me and let me know. God bless you. I'd ask that you stay seated for just a little bit. Steve needs to come, and he needs to update you. Are you ready for that, Steve? Put it off till next week. He's going to tell you. You know what he's going to talk to you about in case the pastor gets long-winded? Here's what you do in case of an emergency. Gosh. God bless you, folks. Remember this always. Your pastor loves you. Always. God bless you. Brother Steve.